better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
It's a happy day. My heart feels like an alligator.
Howie Carr, Boston Herald columnist and radio hitman.
The public will be truly amazed by that.
Howie is sort of an insidious force in this area.
It comes from the tabloid talk show stuff in Boston, and it was concocted there.
Live from the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Studio.
It is a special pleasure for me to introduce
Howie Carr.
We're going to be here for one more hour at Litchfield's Bar and Grill in Wells, Maine. We're having a great afternoon here, enjoying ourselves. A lot of people have been here the whole show, and we love that they're here and they're enjoying themselves. And you still got time to come down. We got an hour left here, and check it out. It's a great place, and it's very comfortable here in this pavilion. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. And joining us now is John Featherston from the Maine Wire. As you know, the papers of our youth, especially in Maine, it's even worse than in Boston, I think. The Portland Press Herald is it might as well be the Evening Express, which has been defunct for about 30 or 40 years. It's basically defunct as a news gathering organization. Same with the Bangor Daily News, et cetera, et cetera. So you have to rely on the Maine Wire to get your news. And we certainly recommend it. They break a lot of stories. John Featherston is one of the reporters. He's from Massachusetts originally, and he used to run one of the flop houses, one of the foreign freeloader flop houses down in Marlboro. A Healy Hotel is another way to describe him. But John, you were with Susan Collins today, right?
Susan Collins was just in Portland, and I asked Susan Collins, as she's always so gracious. I said, hey, listen, the corporate liberal media is giving Graham Plattner a pass here in Maine. And she literally turned to the Portland Press Herald reporter, put her hand on his hand and said, are you guys going to start asking him questions challenging the liberal media? And he didn't know how to answer the question.
The word I use to describe them is fluffers, and if you don't know what that means, look it up online, and I think you'll agree with me. Democrat operatives with press passes, that's what they are. And, you know, the thing is, I love the fact that you guys are trailing Plattner around and asking him these crazy questions. We played the compilation of everything. But you got to ask him, the one question I've noticed that nobody's been asking him lately is, do you still think blacks are lousy tippers?
Lousy tippers. They have formed a wall. Anytime I walk into the room, they form a human shield around him, and they're like, oh, no, the Maine Wire is here. They won't let us get within distance of them. I don't know if you guys all saw last Sunday in Deering Park in Portland. They actually had a grown man in a bear suit, you know, kind of like bear chucked me so I couldn't get close to him. They are petrified because Plattner is good on the stage. I'll be the first one to tell you. He gives a good town hall speech. Once he steps off that stage, there's nothing there. There's nothing there, and they don't want him talking to the media, and he wouldn't even know how to handle that question. He would probably get angry and probably push or shove the reporter who does ask that question because you can see that he's got a real quick trigger. Real quick trigger.
Yeah, especially since I think he still takes a drink under extreme social pressure.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people send us at the Maine Wire a lot of stuff, and for a guy who says he doesn't drink, well, I got a lot of pictures that says that maybe he does drink. So yeah. So
do you think it's been reported nationally that the Republicans have more stuff, and they're just going to wait though until after the deadline to replace him? And so we're now in kind of like the what they call during World War II the phony war time, so that nothing's going to drop until mid-July.
July 13th is the magic number because they can reach an agreement with him now to get him off the ballot, kind of like a Joe Biden type thing. And I imagine it will cost millions of dollars for the Democrats to do it. They would be wise to do it, but you know, when was the last time a Democrat did anything wise?
So who would step in? Jared Golden or Janet Mills? Or somebody else?
You know, Jared Golden might be a good candidate for the Democrats to run. I don't think he's got the heart to do it. If you run Janet Mills, I don't think it's going to happen. But I think what the big shoes that are going to drop on Plattner, and trust me, reliable sources have told me there's a lot more to come. But I think they're going to wait until July 14th to drop it when they're stuck with them, you know, because they can get them off the ballot up until July 13th. And if he doesn't agree to get off the ballot by then, they're stuck with him. And that's when you then start dropping the stuff on him.
So. You know, some guys that are in politics, you could say, well, you better get out now or, you know, we'll drop this stuff and your career will be destroyed. But that's an empty threat with him because he has no career.
Yes.
His career is just in the porta potty, right? And banging down the cocktails and going on Reddit after midnight and attacking every group, every demographic group, not just ethnic group, every group.
I stormed a Plattner rally in Kennebunk yesterday, and they weren't happy to see me. And when I asked them about Mr. Plattner's porta potty rumors, or I don't even think they're rumors, accusations. They actually called the police on me and said that I was using profanity in public. And I'm like, no, I'm just quoting what Graham Plattner does in the porta potties. But, you know, that's what they do. You know, their candidate can say stuff like that, and it's okay. But when a conservative media outlet says it, you know, call 911.
I just thought of another question to ask him the next time you're chasing him to the car. Why were you expelled from the Hotchkiss school?
That might be the best story that's still hanging out there, Howie, is what I'm told.
He was only there for 2 months. Did he get a refund on his $70,000?
And where did he go after that? Because he went to another school after that.
Well,
too,
he said so. He went to high school, but it sounded like it was a prep school type of place.
Well, when he left Connecticut, he went to another place for a very, very short time, and then he did end up graduating high school. I've talked to a lot of people he went to high school with. So I mean, you know. I've been following Howie Carr forever in 5 days. I cross my T's and dot my I's like Howie Carr does. And sometimes, you know, we have to wait to drop stories until they're, you know, right to drop. So
yeah, I know what that's like. And sometimes you have to pass them off to somebody else. You need somebody hit, but you have to let another family handle the handle the contract so you can get down to Miami Beach.
And stay alive, and be there
at dinner when it actually goes down. I know
Absolutely.
How it works. Well, listen, you've got another story for Massachusetts people.
Yeah.
You were there working at the Foreign Freeloader Flophouse. You were running it in Marlborough, Massachusetts.
Yep.
So you know a lot about what's been going on. But you seem to have some information that Healy may have some questions to answer.
I think Healy's going to get a knock on the door or a form letter in the very near future because, as you know, unfortunately, I was the whistleblower who had to, you know, call up the governor and say, listen, a father impregnated his own daughter inside this hotel here. What do you want me to do with them? And I was told to transfer him to another shelter. I'm like, what?
In a different county.
So a different district attorney couldn't press charges because the crime didn't happen in the county. And they were told me, you know, keep it out of the press. And, you know, that's when I went and contacted Howie and let him know what was going on.
We kept knocking on doors. Ms. District Attorney Ryan, what's going on? Marlborough Police Chief, what's going on?
Yep.
DYS, what's going on? When the phone didn't ring, we knew it was them.
You know, and if the rape of your own teenage daughter isn't bad enough, the amount of fraud that was going on, you know, most of these people had 2, 3, 4 EBT cards. They were getting multiple cell phones. They were getting Mass Health, which is similar to, you know, MaineCare Health up here. It was rampant fraud. It was, you know, being encouraged by, you know, the NPOs that were... NGOs that were running these organizations. They knew that illegal activities were going on. They knew that multiple rapes were happening. They knew that there was welfare fraud, EBT card fraud, and everybody just turned the other way because the money was so good for these non-government organizations that it didn't matter.
They were getting 3 squares a day and food stamps. they were getting all the diapers and services, and they were still demanding the WIC stuff so that they could get more stuff. And my favorite, I know it's not the biggest thing they got, but it just really frosted me, fried my nose, as Bumbles Menino would say. Same day dry cleaning service. Does anyone here get same day dry cleaning service for free? Right, John?
You drop it off in the lobby by 7:30, and it would come back at 5 o'clock all folded in a nice plastic bag for you, and they would do it 4 days a week for you. So, yeah.
Yep. One time this guy, John Featherston from the Maine Wire that's sitting beside me, he was in his office. He had an office on the ground floor with a window out looking over. What happened? Tell people what happened.
So the first round of when the migrants came, most of them were for Haiti. We signed them all up because, you know, that was part of the program. We signed them all up for, they've got their Social Security numbers because under the Biden administration, because Biden brought them all here to vote, we got them all signed up for Social Security, and they started to get mass health benefits, and their EBT cards started to come in. So when they were signed up fully for benefits, the shelter was no longer going to provide free diapers, free formula, you know, toiletries for them, because now they were signed up and they could purchase them on their own. Well, that didn't go over well with people because they thought we were targeting them, and, you know, we were, you know. So this one man, to send a message to me, ran his car into the side of the building and, you know, knocked me over. And only after we looked at the security video for insurance purposes did we realize he backed up and tried to run me over again. But when the Marlboro police came and said, he said, oh, I just jumped the curb, and, oh, by the way, I don't have insurance or a license. And all he did was pay a $50 fine for an attempted murder on me because I took away his free stuff. So, yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot of corruption in Maine, but there's a lot in Massachusetts as well.
One of the first words the Haitians learn when they come here for a free ride is quaff. Continued without a finding.
I mean,
everything almost up to and including murder is, quote, quaffed. Continued without a finding.
But as Howie said, they would get breakfast, lunch, and dinner provided by the hotel or by the shelter. And then you would just see them. They would get their Ubers all paid for free. So when they get their benefits, they would all head to Walmart, and they would come, you know, like, you're bringing, is there anything left at Walmart? They would bring all their snacks and all their other stuff in. I mean, it was just, and I would literally sit people down and say, hey, listen, you know, you're going to get free housing here eventually, though, too. But, you know, if you just eat the food the hotel provides for you and you save all your money, you're going to have like $50,000 in cash when you leave here. They didn't want that because they knew everything was free.
And
so
they were getting all the free food. So the food stamp cards, the EBT cards, that's what the ones that were taken down to Blue Hill Avenue.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
There was a storefront, 150 square feet. You know how small that is, right? 150 square feet. This Haitian took in $7 million in food stamps.
But a very common name in the Haitian world is Joseph. So Ronald Joseph is the name of the man who impregnated his own daughter. So I had to deliver the mail every day. So Ronald Joseph got an EBT card, and Joseph...
Ronald
got an EBT card on the same day, too. So I call up the state and say, they're double dipping here. Well, you don't know that. I'm like, I do know that, because, you know, if you've delivered one EBT card, you've delivered a million of them. You know what they look like. They're just inverting the names. John Baptiste, and then Baptiste John would get an EBT card, too. So they all know. So when you hear Healy now say, I'm not going to release the information, I'm not going to give the information, because she knows if she does, she's in big, big danger.
It's privacy. It's either privacy, or if it's a criminal investigation, the investigation continues, as I wrote in my column today. John Featherston, we really appreciate you being with us. Keep up the
great
good work.
Great to see you.
And we'll try to think up some more stuff for you to yell at Plattner. It's important to hit him with different stuff. You know, every. I mean, you can keep it on a loop, but you need about like 10, 20 different things to keep hitting him with. It's good stuff.
He's brought a lot of shame to Maine. Maine is the way life should be, and it shouldn't be with Graham Plattner. So.
Thanks. Thanks, John Featherston. We appreciate it. Give yourselves a round of applause here at Litchfield's Bar and Grill. Imagine a scenario where you or your loved ones face a threat. Your first instinct might be to resort to lethal force, but it's crucial to consider a safer, less lethal alternative first to avoid the legal complications associated with firearms. Introducing Byrna. Byrna's less lethal pistol launcher, this device is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammunition and designed to incapacitate an attacker for up to 40 minutes, providing a critical window for you to escape or to get help while minimizing the risk of permanent harm. Here's a real-life account from a Byrna customer named Adam. While heading to his night shift, Adam encountered a road-raging driver who swerved dangerously, stopped abruptly, and aggressively approached him. Remaining calm, Adam dialed 911 and armed himself with his Byrna launcher. He aimed the laser at the aggressor's chest, which immediately de-escalated the situation. The hostile driver returned to his vehicle and awaited the police. The officers confirmed that Adam's non-lethal response was perfectly judged and handled. That night, Byrna didn't just prevent a potential tragedy, it saved two lives without causing physical harm. Byrna is legal in all 50 states, requires no background checks, and can be conveniently shipped directly to your door. More than 500,000 units sold and proudly hand-assembled in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Visit Byrna.com/Howie now for an exclusive 10% discount. That's BYRNA.com/Howie, BYRNA.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return. Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Regenerous Medical in Westwood, Massachusetts. Dr. Welter gave me the CelluLift, and he can do it for you too, making you look years younger without looking overdone. It's really a great procedure. It's not like a facelift, but it'll make you look younger. It really will. Book your free Zoom consultation from the comfort of your own home at regenerousmedical.com. That's R-E-G-E-N-E-R-I-S medical.com. R-E-G-E-N-E-R-I-S, regenerousmedical.com. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is how into the World Cup, that's soccer, FYI, will you be this weekend? Will watch avidly, moderately interested, zero interest, or less than zero interest?
Less than zero interest.
Yes, 62% of the audience says less than zero interest. 24% say zero interest, 11% are moderately interested, and 3% say they will watch avidly.
Just got the latest score in. 0-0. That's in all the games, in every time zone, everything. 844-500-4242. Dave Manzi just came by from Manzi Appraisers in Woburn, Massachusetts. It's a great place. They're one of our sponsors. I just put on their hoodie, and I'm wearing it now. It's a check out if you're in that area. It's right off of 128. Manzi Appraisers in Woburn, Massachusetts. 844-500-4242. Is J.D. Vance aware of these Healy issues? I think he is. I certainly hope he is. They gave out all these no-bid contracts to people who are her contractors and who, you know, are very familiar with Mara Healy and her lifestyle, shall we say. And I think it would be very interesting to see a forensic audit on that $4 billion. That was spent on the Haitian flop houses. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Studio, it's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Thanks to everybody who's come out today to Wells, Maine, right off of Route 1. Litchfield's Bar and Grill. We've had a great afternoon here. A lot of fun. And it's good to see everybody. People know some of my relatives. They're saying hi, and they said, yeah, I know one of your cousins. And they mentioned the name, and I said, is that the redhead? And the woman looked at me like, she's in her 80s now, Howie. Not much red hair left. She's a red devil, so she's yelling, yeah. But she's family. 844-500-4242. Carol, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Carol.
Hi, Howie. I might be wrong about this, and I don't mind being corrected, but aren't Marines a brotherhood? The Marines, I do know, especially the combat veterans, are really tight with each other. Like, you know, the group Oscar Mike, who support, you know, not just Marines, but anybody who's been injured in battle.
Right.
You know, where are his fellow Marines? Where are the other Marines that he served with or served in combat with to step forward and say what a great guy he is?
I was wondering about that at the victory rally. I guess his wife was there, but she wasn't standing with him. And, you know, the wife doesn't have to stand with him, but usually you have like, you're right, a couple of friends, business partners, guys you went to high school with, somebody. He was just up there all by himself, Carol.
Yeah, wasn't Mr. Flattner a Marine? Or at least he served
yes.
in the military. If he
yeah,
did,
no, he was. He was so a Marine. He was
there
a Marine.
Somebody else who served with him. There should be somebody else with him who served and also, you know, says what a great guy he is. I understand that the Democrats have absolutely no standards. I mean, look at Ilhan Omar or, you know, any of the other members of the squad. These people have no standards in terms of who they're willing to vote for. So if they vote for Mr. Splatner, I'm not going to be very surprised about it. But on the other hand, you know, I am surprised that absolutely nobody in the military who probably, you know, must have served with this guy.
Yeah, no, I agree. It is kind of surprising that he has nobody that stepped forward. 844-500-4242. 781 says, just drove by the Healy Hotel in Kingston. That's the one where the woman was, the young girl, the disabled young girl, underage, was raped by a guy. And the district attorney in Plymouth wanted, last Republican district attorney Tim Cruz, wanted a $50,000 bond on this guy so he didn't run away, because he wasn't vetted, obviously. So then the judge, the Democrat judge, gave him a $500 bond, and he immediately runs away to Brockton, and ICE has to pick him up. And, of course, these are the people that Mara Healy is complaining about are being taken off the streets by ICE. A guy who raped, an illegal alien who raped an underage girl. And that's different than the one that John Featherston was just talking about. That was a father raping his daughter and knocking her up. And their response was, let's put him in an Uber paid for by the taxpayers and send him to a new county so the district attorney and the cops can't arrest him. I mean, it's just, it's so bad. 508, it's time to slow down attacking this guy. We want him in November. Exactly. Well, that's why they're holding back. You know, they're stand by for a barrage on July 14th or thereabouts. And someone says, well, what about the Torricelli exemption or the Lautenberg exemption that the Democrats can just violate the law and put somebody in? I'm not sure, though, that they can get away with it. You know, they've had enough time to get this guy out. And I think the Democrats know what's coming. You know, you see Schumer the other day. He's being asked, do you support Graham Plattner? Do you support? And he kept saying, we have to defeat Susan Collins. He got asked it about three times. He would never say he was for Plattner, because I think he has a suspicion, or maybe more than a suspicion, about the fact that if he said he endorsed him, that's going to be used against him come July 15th and for the rest of his squalid career. Although, of course, he's probably going to be taken out by either AOC or Mamdani in the Democrat primary himself in 2028 in New York State. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David. Oh, we lost David. That was a bad connection. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. The other thing you could do, in addition to just chasing Graham Plattner around, asking him impertinent questions about his past impertinent comments, you can chase other Democrats, just like they used to chase Republicans when David Duke was the nominee in Louisiana for governor. Remember that? That crazy guy, the Klansman, running against Edwin Edwards, the guy that, you know, he was still campaigning wearing stripes. He'd just gotten out of jail so recently. But Ed Markey was asked about Plattner. And as he went into the Capitol, and of course he was Mickey the Dunce. You're not going to hear anything. It's just a little, you know, echo in the background. But at least he's getting hassled. And you know, Ed Markey, Trump turned 80. Ed Markey's going to turn 80 next month. I think actually a month from today. And he doesn't like being hectored by the media. Cut five.
Senator, hey, given Graham Plattner's history, do you trust him to use the bathroom here in the Senate office building unsupervised?
Right now, I'm off to meet cancer survivors.
You don't want to answer questions about Graham Plattner and his disgusting masturbation in bathrooms? Why are you Senate Democrats nominating such a sicko? I can see it in your face, Senator. I don't think you're too happy you guys nominated Graham Plattner. Alright.
See, I can speak from personal experience. Once you get into this thing of just hassling people and they can't fight back, what you do is you quickly realize, you look back at the tape and you say, the more questions I ask him that he doesn't answer, the cooler I look and the bigger bodily orifice he looks like. And it really sharpens your questions very quickly. I used to get sometimes, I would just take a little card and I would have all the questions. I would have just a list of like 8 questions that I could get. I jumped in an elevator once with one of the crooked FBI agents in Boston, and I got 8 questions in on him in the elevator. And we were only on like the 3rd floor. And he comes running out, and they had the camera set up for him. He just pleaded not guilty to some racketeering charges or something. And he just comes out, and most of the people have been waiting for him outside in front of the courthouse. And he just comes out, and he starts screaming and yelling. And and they're all going, wow, what's wrong with him? And I had just been torturing him. I felt like a you know, a successful journalist that day. 844-500-4242. What happened to the Taunton Flophouse? That was the biggest one of all. They had 169 rooms. And they took a 9-year contract for like I don't know, $150 or $200 a night. And then they took it through like 2029 or 2032, something like that. And then they just moved. They moved everybody out, and I never understood how they got out from under that contract. You know, because usually, stuff like that is supposed to be binding, or you're at least supposed to make some kind of settlement. But they never did. I don't know what happened to it. But they're all gone from there. What happened is they put them all on this called home base program. So they would just put you. They would just find some hovel, some shack. Some shed, and they would go to the people that own the shed and say, we'll give you $30,000 up front, so if the Haitians wreck the place, it's okay. Well, obviously, if you have a nice house, $30,000 is not going to cover, you know, totally gutting the house. But if it's just a, you know, crap, something that's falling apart, you don't mind. You may come out ahead. So that's what they've been doing. They've been moving them into these houses as best they could. So they say, well, we're not spending any more money on the flop houses. But then the budget, the line item for what's called home base, mass home base, which is where they're putting their, that's how they're financing all these Haitians. It's gone from like, you know, $30 million 5 years ago to $200-300 million, something like that. And every week the Globe runs a story about some tragic Haitians. They don't know when their temporary protective status is going to end. And they say, they can't believe that they're going to be forced to leave. What part of temporary do they not understand? They're here under temporary protected status. And the last one they had, of the last sob story they had, was these Haitians. There were parents, a gestating parent and a non-gestating parent, and three little kids. And they had one, the father had some job as an attendant at a nursing home. So can you support a family anywhere in New England on that kind? So it's probably costing us $500,000 a year, and they got three kids. Most young people can't afford to have three kids because they got to work. These people don't have to work. And then you read down deep into the story, they're fleeing oppression. They were living in Brazil. They'd already got out of Haiti. They just came up here because they were better welfare benefits. And then they say, how dare Trump end our temporary protected status? We've only been here for, some of them have been here for 20 years under temporary protective status. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. A lot of people are traveling during summer. So let me ask you something. What would you do if you were packing for your trip and realized you're almost out of your prescription medications? Or even worse, you have an emergency during your trip and need a specific medication fast. You really can't rush to book a last-minute doctor's appointment, can you? That's why more and more people are preparing ahead with All Family Pharmacy. Whether you want to stock up before traveling or simply keep what you might need on hand, they've simplified the entire process of getting your prescription medications fast. Simply fill out a quick medical form online. Licensed doctors review your request, prescribe if appropriate, and your medication shipped directly to your door. They even offer overnight shipping. Forget pharmacy lines and insurance headaches. They've got over 400 medications, including antibiotics, blood pressure medications, emergency inhalers, ivermectin, NAD+, and so much more. Go to allfamilypharmacy.com/Howie. That's allfamilypharmacy.com/Howie. And use code Howie10 to save 10% on your next order. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return. Howie Carr is back.
You know, I love the fact that ERO Boston, you know, emergency removals, ICE, they're putting up pictures of everybody they remove. And if I wanted to, I could do one column a week. I started it last week. Meet the residents, because Mara Healy's been calling these people residents. We don't even know the residents they're removing. The pictures are just there, and they're perfect. And if anytime I get lazy or don't feel like working hard, I'm just going to do a meet the residents. I could do one tomorrow. It would take me 15 minutes to put it together. I've got the sound cut of Mara Healy. We don't know who these residents are. They're running businesses. They're going to church. Really? You sure about that, Mara? 844-500-4242. Donna, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Donna.
Hi, Howie. Great program today. I just wanted to call and thank you again for the second time of keeping on that rapist from Marlboro who raped his daughter. I don't know what happened to him, but I'm so glad you didn't.
He's in prison. He's finally in prison.
Finally. Because I did everything. I emailed people. I tried calling the mayor. I tried calling my Torin or whatever her name is, my state senator. Nobody cared. No. You were like the only one that cared. It was incredible. But I'm so glad. I thank God.
I know. You know, they finally turned over, more than a year ago, they finally turned over all the incident reports from these freeloader flop houses. And the last year they had them set up, there were 2,200 pages. The other years there was like 900, 1,500, but the last year there was 2,200 pages. And I kept going through. I was looking for, I figured sooner or later I'm going to find a voodoo. You know, I'm going to find some cops being called because they were running a voodoo shrine or something. So I get down there, and I'm down like page 900, and I see that there's a whiteout on the report. They didn't do many whiteouts because there were just too much stuff to cover up. They would have needed a tanker truck full of correctype to white out everything, all the crimes. So I get there. I'm looking down, and they said police were called for a, and then there's this whiteout, and it says shrine. And then over the whiteout, they've written in magic. Magic. But I knew there was a hole for six letters, V-O-O-D-O-O, and they just scratched it out so that they didn't want anyone to know that they were running voodoo ceremonies in there. And they would get, their kids would get like, you know, he has a cold, Pierre has a cold. So they would call 911 and the ambulance would take them. They over and over and over again, they called 911. And they had this thing down on the Cape. I've talked about it. It was a big supporter of Julian Cyr, who's the gay state senator down there who goes to the Provincetown festivals. And they took one of the Haitians and they transported him. And this was in the state auditor's report when she tried to take a quick look at the $4 billion. And they had transported this guy 60 feet, $240 for 60 feet. I mean, he couldn't walk. It's just amazing what they have gotten away with here. And they still don't care. And they take care of their friends who are legal citizens too, like the state cop I was writing about today. You know, he drives drunk in December of 2023, allegedly, and they keep his name a secret for 2 years, and they don't release his blood alcohol level, which is 0.114, when the legal limit is 0.08. He kills somebody. They don't even do a crash reconstruction on it. And they don't even give him a citation. They give him a warning, which that's not even, he kills somebody and blows a 0.114 and doesn't even get a surchargeable offense. So then we try at the Herald, we find out he's got 8 traffic accidents. They won't release him. The investigation continues. That's all they keep saying. The DA gives an interview to a retired hack judge. We say, okay, you got the interview, but give us the tape of the interview. No, we can't. The investigation continues. The show will continue. I'm leaving, but the show will continue. Thanks for coming out, guys.